is a concept called Talmud Torah de Rabbim. There's a concept called Tfilas HaTzibur. Even in Gemilus Chasodim, the koyach of a tzibur working together is infinitely greater, l'cha'ayra. But there is a koyach hayochid also. And in certain ways, the koyach hayochid is not a bidyeved, but really l'chatchila. And in certain ways, the koyach hayochid l'chatchila exists and continues to exist even after we are putter from this pegara of the corona magefa. I think that if we have an understanding today of this concept of koyach hayochid, it will serve us well even when we are zoicha to get back to our tzibur context, where the yeshiva is the way it's supposed to be, al mechonai, and the Batei Medrashim are full, and the davening is betzibur. We still have to understand the uniqueness of the koyach hayochid. You know, we just finished saying chazak, chazak, v'nitzchazek. There is a phrase here that can be interpreted simply that there is the word chazak mentioned three times. And three times, of course, is a reinforcement. Three times is a chazaka. But we don't say, most of us at least, don't say chazak, chazak, chazak. There are some who do. But we say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. And there's an entire shaila. Who says it? Does the Baal Koreh say it? Does the Olam say it? Does the Ola say it? The pasuk is chazak, v'nis chazak. And what is this hispoil lashon? And I was thinking that the hispoil is from the very fact that the other person is giving me chizuk, and I am reciprocating that chizuk. My hischaskus is the fact that we are being mechazik one another, that I'm not alone in my effort to be mechazik. I turn to you and I say chazak. You turn back to me and you say chazak. And because of that reciprocal chazak, that we care about each other and we are interested that the other person should be nischazik, there's a tremendous v'nischazik together. So that's what I'm trying to do now with you. I want to say chazak. I can't hear you. But for that chazak that you're going to say, you don't have to be unmuted. I'll feel it. I'll feel the chizuk that you give one another, that you give me. And together we'll be mischazek, as oyhavei ha-yeshiva, talmidei ha-yeshiva, malamdei ha-yeshiva, wherever we are. Imagine that many of you are not even in New York. But wherever you are, we are mischazek because we say to each other chazak. I saw something very beautiful, which I had never heard from the Rav myself. In all those years with the Rav, I never heard it from the Rav. But I found it in the Chumash that they put out in this Parshas Vayakol Pekudei that we just learned. And the Rav asks a very interesting question. There are so many psukim that speak about Bigdei Kahuna. Why so many psukim about Bigdei Kahuna? He says that there's a sachakul of over 80 psukim to describe the Bigdei Kahuna. What's the message? And then he says another thing. Kohanim do not achieve their full kedusha unless bizman shebigdeyim aleihem. You know the famous question of being mishtamish with a kohen and the din of kidashtoi. The kidashtoi ki eslechem eloikecho humakriv. Bizman shebigdeyim aleihem kunasam aleihem. Ein bigdeyim aleihem ein kunasam aleihem. The Surei Kuna continue, Bigdaya Manat. But the Chiyuvim of the Kayin and the Gestalt of the Kayin, the covet that's given to the Kayin, is connected to his Bigday Kahuna. The role of the priestly garments can be properly appreciated, he says, if contrasted with laws governing the Navi. Very fascinating thing. He says there's a Kayin and a Navi. Kohen and Navi, Kohanim and Neviim are mentioned several times together in Tanakh. But the Kohen in this respect is very different than the Navi. No one ever legislated the dress of a Navi. No one ever legislated it. Some Neviim dress like this, some Neviim dress like that. There is no begodim requirement that's unique to a Navi to identify him as such. There's no special itztulah d'rabbanan for a Navi. What's the difference between the Kohen and the Navi? And the Rav said that the garments that are defining the Kohen and the lack of garments that in a certain sense defines the Navi relates to their very distinct roles. There is in Yiddishkeit something called Seder. There is in Yiddishkeit something called structure. There is in Yiddishkeit a masoira of Seder and structure. A framework around which Yiddishkeit can thrive, a framework upon which Yiddishkeit is attached, that is represented by the Kohanim Bavidosam. There's a Beis Hamikdash, there's a Mokoim, it has Mechitzos, it has very specific places. It's exactly in a certain spot in Yerushalayim. Dafka, that spot, Zois Menuchasi Adayad, Poi Eishev Ki Yivisiyah. That is the choice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzimtzum HaShechina. And in that place, there's a very, very strong mishtar. There's a very formal protocol. You have to do things a certain way, and it's the same way year after year, generation after generation. The way the Rav puts it, in a larger sense, the main task of the Kohen is to provide the people with a model of continuity, of practice and worship. The priest's service exemplifies the critical point that in Judaism, there are eternal truths and rules that guide our lives and are passed on from generation to generation. You recognize the Kohen by the begodim that he wears, and you say, oh, he's the Kohen of this generation. And the next generation sees the same Kohanim's begodim, and they say, yes, that is the Kohen of this generation too, because he was the Kohen of that generation. Every generation can hark back and say, we're doing exactly the same thing. Mashain came the Navi. His hallmarks are not consistency, not discipline. The Navi is spontaneity. The Navi is uniqueness. The Navi is the Chiddush. The Navi is the message to that specific door. This is what the Rav, what they write from the Rav. This is to be contrasted with the prophets who arose in each generation with a new and timely message for that particular time. The essence of the Navi is the flexibility and relevance of his or her message. Each preaching to the needs of the time, rather than discipline and formality, passion and relevance are the trademarks of the Navi. It's a very, very beautiful piece. I was thinking to myself when I was reading this that maybe that's the point. We are Talmidim in a Beis Medrash, Olam Kiminhagei Noyeg, this structure. The Dalet Amos, the four walls of the Beis Medrash, are Kavua. I have my Sfarim in a specific place on my table. That is the same table that I return to day after day, Seder after Seder. I'm there in the morning, and if I'm Zoicha, I'm there at night for night Seder. I have my Rebbeim, I have my rooms in which I, my Shir rooms, in which I hear the Shir from my Rebbe. I have my notebook, I have my Gemara. It's the same Gemara, day after day after day. I have my routine, I have my structure, I have my environment. And all of that is kulay oimer, seder. We call this man that we learn a seder halimut. We call it a seder, first seder, second seder, night seder. The whole concept of seder is structure, just like the seder of Pesach, or that sefer that we use to daven with, which is called a sidur, because it has structure. Shachris is before mincha, mincha is before mairiv. You have to have Seder because Yiddishkeit is based on Seder. Yiddishkeit is based on structure. And spontaneity is not poshut. It doesn't come easily, and it's very ephemeral. It's very fleeting, and it's like quicksilver. It's so easy to lose it. Yiddishkeit demands structure. It demands regularity. It demands, I would even use the word routine. What happens when all of that is upset? Then I think that the Kohen model, the Beis Hamikdash model, has to be set aside. And every single one of us has to become a Navi model with our own koichus and our own generators. And our koichus and our generators do not depend upon structure. We don't wear the Big Day Kahuna, as it were. We don't wear the trappings of the Beis Medrash. We don't wear the structure of our environment. We can't depend on them anymore. A person walks into an empty Beis Medrash, he gets confused. He gets to tumult. He doesn't know what happened over here. Where is everybody? Because he's used to the incredible Kol HaTorah. You know, people walk into the Beis Medrash who are not used to the whole idea of learning together, and they hear that cacophony of voices, and they wonder to themselves, because they're used to the silence of a library. In a library, everybody by himself. There's no such thing as a tzibur in a library. But a Beis Medrash, the noise of Beis Medrash, they can't understand how anyone could think. And we can't understand how could you think without it. But sometimes you have to rise to the occasion, you have to be mischazik, and you have to say to yourself, but now that I'm alone, I have to adopt that other model. I become the Navi. The Navi for whom? Sometimes for one's family, sometimes for one's children, but mostly for myself. I have to be a Navi for myself. And the Navi doesn't have the trappings. He doesn't have the Big Day Kahuna. He doesn't have the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, it's very interesting. People are giving advice left and right. And it's good advice, very good advice. Put structure in your day. Don't let the day just fall apart on you. Daven in the same place. There's an inyan of Kaveh HaMakom L'Tfilaso, no question about it. Daven in the same place. Learn in the same place. Daven at a certain time, preferably Vasikin for Shacharis, and on and on. It's all true. It's all valid. But it also misses a little bit the point. Because as true as it is, that's to maintain you, in a certain sense, on the level that you just don't fritter away your time and fall apart. But I think that as B'nai Torah, we're aiming for something much bigger. We have to look in our isolation, in our aloneness, to become that Navi, to give that message. What am I learning from my environment? Where am I coming from? I don't think that you can daven biyochid and achieve a davening biyochid that is equal to my davening in shul. That's not the goal. The goal is to take that davening and make a tefillas hayochid out of it, which has a unique kayach. I don't think that the learning is to learn, maybe with the chavrusa online and or on the phone and whatever, and to try to make that equal to my routine chavrusa that I had when I was wearing my Big Day Kahuna, as it were. I don't think that's enough. I have to suddenly discover what it means to learn by myself, what it means to be alone and yet learn. And I have to ask myself, in these circumstances, how much did I realize how essential learning is to my essence? I don't think you could sometimes know that in the Beis Medrash, because it's what you do. It's what you do every single day. And I feel that so strongly. You know, tefillah. There's one person that taught us how to daven Shmoneh Esrei. And not only was it not Bitzibur, it could not have been Bitzibur, because she was a woman. There's no Tzibur for a woman. So we know the Malbim. The Malbim tells us what happened. Chana and Elkanah used to daven. They davened and davened and davened year after year. He probably went into his corner like Yitzchak. She went into her corner like Rivka, and they davened up a storm. And then one day, they're in Shiloh, and Hannah is crying bitterly, and Elkanah thinks he needs to comfort her and calm her down. And very often, men don't understand how women feel and think. And they think they're doing a good job, but they're really not at all. You know what happened? He sees she's not eating. She's not eating. He sees that she's crying. And he says to her, Chana, Lame Sivki, why are you crying? V'lame loy soichali, why aren't you eating? V'lame yeira levavich, why are you so upset? And then he dropped the bomb. Halo anoichi toivloch me'asora bonim. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. It's okay. It's okay. I'll be good to you anyhow. I'll be even better to you than if you had 10 children. And he thought he was comforting her. But you know what Chana heard, said the Malbim? The Chana heard, says the Malbim, my husband has given up. He never used to talk like that. He used to go off and daven even harder. But he's abandoned me. He says, okay, Chana, you won't have children. It's not the end of the world. I'll still be good to you. I'll take care of you. And Chana discovers, Kivayochel, she'ein hadover tolu yelabi. And she comes and she davens at tefillah. I have a feeling, talking about a yochid, there was no one more alone than Chana when she was standing there by herself in the Mikdash. And Eli Shomeres es piha. There was no one more alone. There's no tzibur. There's no congregation. There's no shaliach tzibur. There's nothing. The world ceased to exist. It's just Chana and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what we are missing. And we don't have that when we daven b'tzibur. We rely on the strength of the tzibur. And rightfully so. It's very hard to daven b'yechidus, and it's very hard to achieve a tefillas Chana. But the bottom line is that our tefillah we learned from Chana. Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Brachas that Rebbe Akiva, when he was davening b'tzibur, he davened at the pace that everybody else davened. But when he was davening at home, he was davening with such enthusiasm, with such strength, with such vitality, with such passion, that he would start in one corner and he would end up in the other corner, probably without even realizing it. That kind of davening is a tefillas hayochid. That kind of davening is something that only a yochid can do. And maybe that's the pshat of Raks Faseo Nois V'Koila Lo Yishamea. This idea of tefillah balachash. Because tefillah balachash means this total silence. I'm always amazed in my Beis Medrash when people are davening, any Beis Medrash, but I hear the sound, as it were, the sounds of silence. I hear that sound. Nobody's saying anything. There's not even a murmur. And everybody's davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In davening, we separate ourselves. Every davening ultimately is a tefillas hayochid. But when a person's alone in his own Dalet Amos, whether it's a dorm room or his apartment or in his home, avada you have to be kaveh amakom, and avada has to be a place where there's no tumult and noise and distraction. But the koyach of that tefillah, it's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. The rest of the world is blanked out. It's just me and Hashem. And a person says, Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch, and that Kayach HaTfila could be even to the level that Reb Chaim Voloshiner describes in Nefesh HaChaim, which I have never reached, I have to admit. But I can always dream. And I can always keep trying. That level where it's come out like the neshama departs from the guf, and you have to ask the lips to move because the guf has ceased to exist. Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch, Ufi yagid tehilasecha. That's a tefillah. And that tefillah is only shaykh biyachid. You know, there's a very famous Ramban, also related to our parshiyos. The Ramban, I copied it out to read it inside. Vayavoyu kol ish asher neso liboy. Perek lamed hey of Shmois pasuk chaf aleph. Very famous Ramban. Alachachomim ha'oisim hamalocha yoyma kein. What is the need for neso libo for these artisans and craftsmen that built the Mishkan? Zokt, it's unbelievable. Zokt the Ramban. They were completely untrained. They had no skills. Imagine you take the Rosh Yeshiva from, well, our Rosh Yeshiva are very, very fancy people. You know, they're capable of doing a lot of things. But imagine you take a typical group of Rosh Yeshiva somewhere and you say, build me a Mishkan. He doesn't know which side is up. He may never have held a hammer in his life. What does the Ramban say? Alachachomim ha'oisim ha'malocha yoyma kein. Vatam asher neso liboy lekarva el ha'malocha. Ki lo hayo bohem shalomad es ha'malocha sa'elu mimalamed. There was no mentor. He was not an apprentice ever. O misha imein bohem yodav klal. There was no one that had any talent in this regard. They had no practice whatsoever. Ki Yisrael b'mitzrayim pruchim, v'yavidu b'nei Yisrael b'farach, pruchim, pei reish vav chav yud mem, they were broken, b'avoidas chaymer ulevenim. Lo ylamdu melechas kesev v'zoh, b'charoshes avonim toivois, v'lo yroo oysom klau. Avo motzo b'tivoi, she yod alasos kein, v'yigba liboi b'darkei Hashem, lovoi lifnei Moshe, loyma loy, ani ese koil, asher adoini doiver. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about the infinite capacity of a person that he's not even aware of until he commits himself totally. And then all of a sudden, koichos and kishroinos that were there, latent, buried, never to be discovered. And suddenly he discovers them. And he's capable of doing things that no one ever imagined. And this is nesius halev. And the word nesius, nesoi libay, it lifts him up. His lave lifts him up. He carries him beyond his capacity. He carries him beyond his assumptions, his presumptions. I think I am this. When you have a crisis, you become a Navi. You're not a Kohen anymore. You're not the routine anymore. You're not the structure anymore. But instead of the routine and the structure comes a capacity, a potential, a possibility, a Nesius Halev. In Yiddish, it's German, but in Yiddish there's an expression, an Unternehmungskraft, the ability to undertake, a koyach of undertaking a project. And the first and foremost project, as far as I'm concerned, is a very interesting project called Teshuvah. Everybody has spoken about this Rambam, I'm sure that in every Sichas Musa you heard it since this whole crisis began. And you hear it in almost every Rav's drasha, regardless of where the Rav comes from and what particular background he has. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, who says that when a Magefa comes, there's a chiyah for them to blow b'chatzotzres, and dovah zeh midarkei atshuva, says the Rambam, because the Rambam feels that it's very possible to fall into the trap of thinking this is derech mikra. Magefas happen, they happen every once in a while. And you just have to live with it and deal with it and accept it. The Rambam says, Chalila v'chas, that a Jew should think like that. A Jew has to think that it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a call to tshuva. And the purpose of every churban and every magefa and every enemy at the gate, regardless of what it is, dever, arbe, milchoma, doesn't matter. The purpose of it is that a person should realize that v'zeh midarkei tshuva. Wake up, figure out what's wrong with you. Examine yourself. And no one can say, I know the reason for the whole world. But I have to ask myself, what is it with me? What's wrong with me? And that's a tremendous, I'm telling you now, a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. Tshuva requires nesius halev, more than to volunteer to work in the Mishkan without skills and suddenly discover that you have the skills. Tshuva requires skills. Skills that maybe we don't know we have. It's so easy to be the same person you are yesterday. It's so easy to fall back into the rut. It's so easy to be convinced that yesterday's Yom Kippur is proof positive that I'm not going to make it. Because how much different really am I from the Yom Kippur before, the Yom Kippur before that? So I am what I am. I'm the good that I am, and I'm not the good that I am. I am what I am. I'm pretty much frozen in my ways. If a person thinks like that, the whole Magefa is going to go by, and there's not going to be any tshuva at all. There's going to be routine. There'll be lots of big dekuna, but there's not going to be one Navi. Nobody's going to be able to be the Navi that says, wake up. Nobody's going to be the Navi that says to himself. My father, Zichrono Livracha, used to quote in the name of the Navardiker. They used to keep asking themselves one particular question with a niggin. La'on atarots. Ubishvil ma atarots. Where are you running? And why are you running? What's your goal? What's your purpose? Where are you headed? Why are you doing what you're doing? It's an incredible thing to ask yourself that simple question. You know, it's very interesting. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a mentor, Rabbi Zundel of Salant. Rabbi Zundel of Salant changed his life. How did he change his life? He gave him a Musa Shmuz. The whole Musa Shmuz was six words or something like that. Yisrael, learn Musa and Zaya Yirei Shamayim. Learn Musa and be a Yirei Shamayim. That was the whole Musa Shmuz. It wasn't one of Rabbi Kahn's Musa, Sichas Musa, that lasts 45 minutes. It was three words. Learn Musa. What's going on over here? Yisrael Salanter wasn't learning Musa. It was a Gadol Hador. What made him change? What brought upon this incredible transformation that was later responsible for what's called the entire Musa movement? It really doesn't make sense at first blush. And I imagine that most of us would hear these words, we wouldn't pay the slightest attention to them. Yeah, it's another Musa Shmuz from a Choshev Mensch, from a Tzadik Gadol, Miyoid. No question about it. But Mayoy Miyoy Mayim. You know what happened though? Something triggered in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, if you allow me to use this image of the Rav, that he took off his routine Big Day Kahuna and he put on the coarse hair shirt of the Navi. That's what happened. And he started saying to himself, Ma choy vosoy bi'olamai. Ma choy vosoy bi'olamai. In a different way. In a way that resonated to dozens of Talmidim who were the greatest of the great, who could account for every thought that went into their heads, who could account for every turn of their head, for every movement of their hands. Could you imagine? Who could account for every second of their day. That's what happened to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He became the Rebbe of such people. And he's the Rebbe of such people ad hayom. Ad hayom. Whether it's Michtav Meliyahu or Ali Shur or any of these Sfarim. From those few words, because he became the Navi for himself first, and then for everybody else. And that's a Koyach HaYochid. That's the Koyach HaYochid. I want to share with you what I think is a very, very interesting, it's not a story, it's part of a hesped. I heard this for the first time when I was listening to one of my son, a goyin Baruch Ber, he's a rav in Lakewood. He was also giving Divrei Chizuk. And I listened in on the phone. And he quoted a hesped that was given about Reb Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, Zecharno Livracha. And he said a very interesting thing. He said Reb Michal Yehuda was, he left a tzava. He left the tzava and he said, "B'shum oifen, I don't want you to bring my aron into the beis medrash of the yeshiva." B'shum oifen. He was very removed from avos hakavod, and although said this masbid, who else should be brought into the beis medrash if not such a goyin and such a tzaddik? But he refused. And you know what he said? He said the following. And this is what he wrote in the Tzavah. Rav Michal Yehuda wrote, "Harbe nachas ruach yiyah l'neshama b'shor shenifredes mehaguf k'shehi oiveres derech bayis zeh badiro she'anu gorim ba mitzad harbe ta'omim." He wanted very much that they should take the aron and pass by the house that he lived in. Listen to this. The house that he lived in. Mitzad harbe ta'omim hanageya l'tayro u'kedusha v'sanegoyrin melitza yosher hu oimer. He writes there in the tzavah, sh'aneshoma k'shi b'matzav preda me'aguf, until they finish the kvura, the neshoma is still there hovering, and then the neshama is still hovering over the guf, over the aron, and you pass by the house, the neshama will have a tremendous, tremendous nachas ruach. Im yikabel sham sanegorim melitza yosher b'bayis hazeh. Because this bayis is a makom kadosh. Because nishma mipam lepam sham kol tefila b'limud ha-Torah. And then he's mefaret the various things that were going on in the house. And the Maspid says, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Most of us would be scared out of our wits. It's an expression, koislei beisa yechichu. Oif hashamayim yoylich es hakoil, even mikir tizok kafis, me'etz tanena. The walls of a person's house, the walls of his private moments, the walls when he's completely alone, the walls when he doesn't have all the people surrounding him, but he has to behave, he has people looking at him, has people looking up to him. What is he like in his chadri chadorim? Most people would say that's the last place that I want the aron to pass. My house? I'm not on that madrega. Who knows what went on in my house? There were words of Lashon Hara. There were Herhurim. I'm not even going to begin to describe the possibilities. Chastroinus and Sholem Bayis. I want the Aron to go past the house. I want the Aron to go past the Beis Medrash. There, I was Rosh Yeshiva. There, I was teaching Torah. There, I was davening in the front. Everybody was watching me. Had langish monasteries. But he wasn't afraid of that. He said, no, I'm not roy that the aron should be brought into the Beis HaMedrash, but I would like you to pass by the house, because I want the zechuyas of that house to accompany the aron while the neshama is still hovering nearby, and the kairas ruach that the neshama will have because it passed by that makom kadosh, my home. It's not an unbelievable thing. But I was thinking that where we are right now is basically our chadre chadorim. And how we function, how we behave, what it is exactly that I do to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al atzara yeser toiv, to bring out that novi in me, when I can't have my big day kuna routine that the Rav spoke about so beautifully, the contrast between the kohen and the structure and the Navi and the spontaneous message, and to turn myself into a Navi for myself. If I would be able to, lachamei of Esrim plus, be able to say, you know, there was a tkufa called a coronavirus, and I was forced to be home for weeks on end. You know what I did during those weeks? I became the Navi for myself. and the house turned into not a Beis HaMikdash, but to a Makom Kedusha. The house, the bayis, became suddenly a place where I could transcend myself and where I could find in myself koyches to be able to do tshuva that I never knew I had. To really change, realizing the seriousness of the moment and taking that very, very famous Rambam, maybe on, at this time in the world, the most famous of all Rambams right now, the beginning of Hilchos Taanis, taking it to heart and not allowing it to be a mikra. That would be something really special. And that would be the chazak v'nis chazak of the koyach hayochid. I'd like to end with the words of the Chofetz Chaim. This is something that I taught about a half a year ago in my shul when we were learning the Chofetz Chaim Avas Chesed every Sunday. The Chofetz Chaim Avas Chesed in Chelek Beis, in the Ha'aris of Perek Yud Aleph, in the Hagah. It's very kedai for you to print it out, to pick up an Avas Chesed, look it up, and chazer it over. I know it's absurd for me to say every single day, but it wouldn't be a bad idea if you chazer it over once a week. I think it's a tremendous, tremendous statement of this idea that I'm talking about all night long. He asks a question. There's a pasuk that says, Va'ata Yisrael, Va'ata, not you, with an aleph, Va'ata with an ayin, Va'ata Yisrael, now. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach Kim Li'ira. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, a medrash in Breishis Rabba, Perek Chof Aleph. He says, Ve'ein va'ata ela teshuva. You hear? Ein va'ata ela teshuva. Perek Yud Aleph in the Ha'aris of Chelek Beis of Avas Chesed. There's a medrash that says that the word va'ata means tshuva. The Chofetz Chaim says, I don't know what they're talking about. Well, what do you mean? The word va'ata means now. If you want to say tshuva, then say Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach Kiyim Li'ira. Kiyim Li'ira is tshuva. That's what he writes. L'chayra heichon romuz tshuva b'tevas va'ata u'b'tevas li'ira Hashem nuchaloy mashiromuz tshuva avu b'tevas va'ata. So he says, very pashut, and this pashut of the Chofetz Chaim, you know, I always say this, pashtus, that's everybody. And then there's godless, that's a few. And then there's pashtus that's above godless, that's one in a million. This is it. This is a Chofetz Chaim that's pashtus beyond godless. He writes, that he wrote in the pnim of the Avas Chesed. The Ikar Koyach Hayetzer Shu Matil O Adam Loimar Hayoim Ein Lucha Pnai Lilmoid Velasik B'Mitzvays Ulizbeinin B'Nafshecha Eich L'Kayim Es HaToyra L'Machar. This is the classic manana. Tomorrow. I don't have time now. I don't have Koyach now. I don't have Rikus Hamayach. I can't focus, I can't concentrate. I'm too busy, I'm too worried, I'm too nervous, I'm too this, I'm too that. The Yetzer is always going to find something. Then you'll be free, you'll be unfettered. Don't tell your friend. Your friend means the Yetzer Tov, because he's your best friend, says the Chofetz Chaim. Don't say to him, Leich v'shuv, go and come back, u'mochar etein. V'yeshitcha, but you have it now to give. Why are you sending him away for tomorrow? V'zeu gam kein sheromza ha-toyra b'parshas kisovoi, shekosuv hayoyim azeh ha-shem aleikocha mitzav chalaseis, es kol achukim es ha-mishpotim. V'chein omru chazal, yoshuv hayoyim, shema yomus l'mochar. And then he says the famous words, which I'm sure you must have seen at some time or other in your learning career, maybe in Eretz Yisrael. Shamati b'shem goyin echad. He doesn't say who it is. He heard in the name of a goyin. Shamati b'shem goyin echad. Sha'amar sha'adam tzarech l'shayer b'nafshoy shloisha dvarim. A person has to keep in mind three things. Three things he has to keep in mind. Number one. What's the first thing? Echad. She'ein loy ela yoim echad lichyos. You hear? And he's not afraid of al tiftach pelesotim. He's not afraid of al tiftach pelesotim. You know, the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva says it. Black on white. You could check it out. You don't have to trust me. The Rambam says, La'olam yira adam es atzmai ki'ilu hu noita lomus. Right there in Hilchas Tshuva. In fact, he doesn't even say that he could die tomorrow. He says he should feel like he's about to die right now. And that he's not allowed to go from this world without tshuva. That's what the Rambam writes. It's an amazing, amazing thing to live like that, to be besimcha like that. And I often thought about this Rambam. And I said to myself, an average person would say that's so paranoid and that's so difficult and it's so somber. You know that it's the source of all true simcha. Because chait is the source of all atzvos. If a person is betshuva kol yomav, because he thinks that it's his last day, he is constantly besimcha, because he's totally fulfilled. You have to think about it. But that's the first thing. The first thing is, echad she'ein lo elo yoim echad lichyos. Gam she'ein lo elo perek mishnayis echad oidaf gemara echad ma shehu oisek bo ata. He doesn't have to worry about finishing the Masechta. He doesn't have to think about the Gans Shas. He doesn't have to say when's going to have time for Yerushalmi and what's going to be with my Mishnayis Seder that I didn't learn Mishnayis because I'm learning Gemara and never got around to Mishnayis. And what about my Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea and Chayshin Mishpat? One Perek of Mishnayis right now. That's where you're holding. One Blat Gemara. One Simen and Shulchan Aruch. What's number three? Number three is there's no Tzibur. That's number three. Number three, Gam Shehu Yisrael Echad Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaveyu Al Kiyum HaTorah Ubo Tolui Kiyum HaOlam. Now, how do you like them apples? Three things. Zokta Chafetz Chaim. Ke'al yedei ze she'yachshoiv, she'yesh lo rak yoyim echad lichyos. Yase kol ma she'bekoichoi betshuva masim toivim, v'lo yoniach adover ad lamocha. Gami ma she'yachshoiv she'en lo yalu ma'at lilmoid, me'me l'shuv lo yis'atzel baza. He's not going to get lazy. I have to tell you an interesting thing. Maybe I'm not allowed to reveal this. So you're not supposed to speak negatively even about yourself. I have a very, very substantial library. It's a beautiful library. It's a room full of stacks. It doesn't have a table, doesn't have a desk. It's just a library. It's stacks. Thousands of svarim. You know, there are times I walk in there and I say to myself, I have a few minutes, let me open up a sefer. Stam. What people would say to relax. Let me open up a sefer. I start thinking, well, should it be from this shelf? Should it be from that shelf? Should it be from the top? Should it be from the bottom? Rishonim, Achronim, Halacha, Musar, Ashkofa. Soon as Pesach, maybe some Haggadah. You know what happens? 5 minutes are up and I walk out. And there isn't a sefer in my hand. There's only one daf, one blat, one sefer. That's it. And then he writes, "Mimashiyachshav shein lo elamat lilmoid mimele shuv lo yisatzu bezalafuke meyetzer shemarchi v'adova beliba v'loimeloi Look how much time it's going to take. This is not for you.
Because
the Yetzer says, so who are you anyhow? What do you count for? There's so many big people around, so many tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody that's carrying the world is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Everybody knows that he's carrying the world on his shoulders. Where do you come into the picture? That's what the Yetzer says.
The Yetzer says that you are carrying the world on your shoulders.
That's what the Yetzer says. Which Yetzer? The Yetzer HaTov. The Yetzer HaTov says, don't think it's anybody else. Don't render yourself irrelevant. Don't fall into the routine of the Big Day Kahuna. Don't become part of a larger structure. The world depends on you. That's really the expression, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam. That Chayav Kol Adam Loima, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam. And that's what he says. He quotes that Chazal. And then he adds, V'gam Pa'omim Sha'olam Chetzi Zakai V'Chetzi Chayav. If there's anything that could give us a sense of that, it's this corona, because there's not a place in the world that is free of it. And just to finish, the Chafetz Chaim concludes with the following observation. Everybody says Shema several times a day. He says it's all in the beginning of Kriya Shema. How do you reach such a lofty madrega, such a transcendent level? How do you become that kind of Navi? So he says, just these words, what you're learning right now, that's what counts. Hadvarim ha'ela. Not the words out there. Not the rest of Shas. Hadvarim ha'ela. V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela. And then he says, Asher anoichi mitzavcha. That's to think it's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi, Hashem is saying, mitzavcha, you. Why, oh, you? Not Chaim Yankel, and not Beryl, and not the Tzibur, and not Klal Yisrael. Anoichi mitzavcha. And it's Hayoim. It's today. It's right now. Shein le'rak yoim zeh levadoi. If that's halavavecha, then you can reach the madregas of b'cholavavcha, of cholnafshecha, of cholmiyadecha. And he says, that's the pshat, finally, of va'ata Yisrael. That va'ata is tshuva. It's this incredible hergish of the moment, of living in the moment, seizing the moment, and transcending the environment and the background and all the trappings that you would normally need. You leave the world, and it's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes they used to go into the forests. They tell stories in the Agdom of the Shulchan Aruch. There's a story about the Vilna Gaon that he was misbaited for weeks in the forest. So many Gedolei HaChassidus, the early Gedolei HaChassidus, used to go off and commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was nothing but nature all around them. Chafetz Chaim entered into a special room where he would give him self Musar. We, under Corona, are all Mizbaydidin. We are all Bibidud. That's the word that they use in Eretz Yisrael, Bidud. Isolation. We're all mizbaydet. We're all like those great Hasidic Rebbes. We're all like the Chafetz Chaim in his room. We're all on our own. And it's very frightening. And we want that Sibur. And we want the routine. And we want to be back, what's the word, to normal. And I keep asking myself, when I come back, I want more than normal. Because I want to have transcended the normal when I was away. I want to be able to say that I discovered myself, that I really did tshuva. I want to be able to say that I became that Novi for myself at that moment, and that I realized that the Ata, Chafetz Chaim speaks about every moment as Ata, but some moments are more Ata than others. Let's give it a chance. Let's give it a chance to reach us. Let's make it that Yisrael learn Musar and Vera Yirei Shamayim. I think it would be an incredible thing that we come back different people. Different people. Because of the opportunity that we had to be alone with ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Koyach HaTefillah of the Yochid, Koyach HaTorah of the Yochid, the Koyach HaTshuva of the Yochid. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the health. We're davening for a lot of people. I have a Rishima, and every day there's another few names on the Rishima, and many of them are people that I know. And it's so frightening. There's one boy, he's a Down syndrome. You know that our yeshiva has this incredible program. Our Halakha yeshiva has this incredible program. And he's part of that program. They learn Gemara. He used to talk to me about making a siyum. He's going to be making a siyum and he's going to have a big sa'uda. Well, he's lying now. Today he had 107 fever. He's intubated and he's besakona atzuma because of this corona. His name is Saadia Yehoshua ben Ahava Rivka. Saadia Yehoshua ben Ahava Rivka. And we should all daven for him. But there's so many people to daven for. There's so many people that are mamish, and they're not necessarily old. You know, talk about all the old people. There are a lot of young people. A lot of young people. I have shechenim. They're on respirators. It's a very big sakana, this corona. And we don't know the end of it. Abba Rabbeisai, I want you to know. There is a silver lining, but it's only if we take advantage of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an opportunity to discover ourselves, to discover our hidden koichos, to discover that we really can have kavana in davening. And there's no one around to see. It's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be zeicha to be potter from this horror. To be putter from this horror. Should be zeicha that Klal Yisrael should be healthy. Should be zeicha v'hashiv kahanim l'avodasam, in the sense of what we were speaking about before. Let's go back to our routine. We don't always have to be those neviim that are unique and isolated and of the anoichi mitzav chayim, because we learned the lesson. We got the message. We did the tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can remove the threat. Should be zeicha taka to bonei chayei mezoinei. People should have back their parnasa. People should have celebrate a Pesach without nerves, without anxiety. Should be zeicha to be back in the yeshiva. We should be zeicha to the va'ata Yisrael, ve'ein va'ata el tshuva, and the geula shleima b'mehera v'yameinu amen. I wish everyone tremendous, tremendous hatzlacha.